Chapter 27. Cao Chi. The transition to normal space was not pleasant. The Shintanil assault craft's hyperdrive was poorly shielded, and its control systems, especially for the field alignment regulator, lacked a certain precision. After nearly 5 hours journeying up the tiers of hyperspace, nearly all the Heracles survivors had regained consciousness, and everyone was expressing how hungry they were. But there were no rations to be found anywhere on board, apart from a curved tap that gave forth some suspiciously brackish water. So when the assault craft dropped out of hyperspace to appear in the Raug system, several stomachs rebelled, even though there was little to bring up. Robert had warned Cao Chi about this possibility in advance, and some containers had been rustled up or improvised. So while the crew were coping with the aftermath as best they could, Robert beckoned Cao Chi up to the cockpit section. He sat in the other padded chair and looked out at the star-strewn blackness beyond the viewport. Then he faced the elderly-looking construct Sim.
"Cao Chi," he said in a low voice, "there is a slight problem. I'm picking up the approach and navigational beacons from the Raug world, the gas giant Vehrant. But there's no sign of the Agmedra A orbital. In fact, I'm not detecting anything on the usual commercial and open channels. Now, I've checked and rechecked our location, and although the Shintanil sensors are a heap of rudimentary junk, they should still be able to find active comm channels and automatically go into transceiver mode."
He shook his head.
"Nothing."
Neither said anything for a long moment full of dark imaginings.
"They couldn't have got here before us, could they?"
Cao Chi said.
"We mustn't jump to conclusions,"
Robert said, turning to the controls.
"I'm going to execute a micro-jump to get us closer. Then we'll know for..."
He was interrupted by a sharp pinging from the pilot console.
"Something huge has just..."
The assault craft lurched sideways, provoking gasps and cries from the Heracles survivors. A curved expanse of pitted greyness that was clearly part of something larger swung in close to cover the viewport. Then there was a sudden surge of acceleration that threatened serious discomfort until the initial dampeners cut in. Robert lunged forward to the console.
"A huge ship has us in a grappler field," he said. "Well, Cao Chi, you're from around these parts. Is this a Raug vessel?"
On an angled, grimy screen protruding from the console was the wireframe image of a big V-shaped vessel. Cao Chi nodded.
"It's a system defense ship," he said. "The Raug tend to keep them out of sight. I hadn't even seen one until quite recently."
"Interesting."
Robert consulted the console readouts.
"According to these pathetic instruments, we are being carried at something close to a third of the speed of light towards the gas giant Vehrant. We'll be there in less than 20 minutes.
He frowned.
"But it seems unusual that there's been no attempt to contact us."